Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey with you until 10:35. Start of hour number three together. Joel Nelson producing. Taking a break from all that Steelers talk and talking a little puck. But the Penguins and the Maple Leafs last night in Toronto looked like a good one. They looked excellent early on. Penguins had a 3-0 lead in the third period. And, well, if you turned it off, we'll just leave it at that. Maybe you went to bed happy and you should be allowed to be happy. But they lost 4-3. A brutal finish. Let's go out to the fan hotline where we find Penguins historian Bob Grove. I know Grover was watching that one. What did you think watching that transpire, Grover?
Well, Jason, it's great to be on with you as always. And
pleasure.
Well, I mean, you know, that's highly unusual. It's only the third time in their history the Penguins have had a lead of 3 goals or more going into the third period of a game and lost.
Oh, boy.
So it's highly, highly unusual, and it's inexcusable. I mean, the Penguins were dominating that game. I mean, the first 40 minutes might have been the best 40 minutes they played this season, especially the second period, when literally the Leafs couldn't get out from under the Penguins. They just were dominating play. They were outskating them. They just controlled the puck. They had tons of zone time. And they just fell asleep in the third period. You know what I mean? They fell asleep on the Matthews goal that started it all. You know, Sid lost Matthews on that goal, and that just started it. And that, you know, they end up getting 4 goals in, what, 11 minutes or whatever it was. And Jari, who's been really good this year, looked to me like Jari of last season in the third period.
Yeah.
When one of the issues for the Penguins last season, if you remember, was when other teams started to put pressure on and got a goal or two, the Penguins couldn't stop the bleeding. They couldn't stop it. And last night, that's exactly what happened.
Do you think this is a start of any larger trend, Grover? I know we've talked before, you know, the Penguins aren't going to sustain how dominant they were. Do you see this as like a concerning flip switch, or are you willing to chalk this off to just a one-off and a young team learning how to win?
Yeah, at this point, I would say it's the latter.
Okay.
I mean, I really do think, yeah, look, they had this 4-game road trip, and they lost 3 of the 4 games on it. They should have actually done better on this trip if you look at the way they played. But at this point, I would say, no, it's kind of a one-game thing for me right now, because mostly because of how well they played earlier in that game. If they had been really poor from start to finish in that game, I might feel a little bit differently. But, you know, even, I mean, you know, last night they're playing with 11 forwards with Achari out. You know, they're already playing without Raquel, without Brazo. So I give them a lot of credit for putting themselves in the position to have a 3-0 lead going into the final 20 minutes. So at this point, no, I'm not that worried about it being a big turning point or anything. But we're going to learn, you know, we're in this situation with this team right now where we're learning more and more about them every game they play.
Fan Evening Show. We're chatting hockey with Penguins historian Bob Grove, one of my favorite people to do that with. You can follow Grover on Twitter or X at BobGrove91. Let's spin it ahead to some of the roster moves that were made a little bit ago, Grover. The number one that caught my attention was Sergei Mureshov. I don't know if you feel differently, but what are you expecting? How excited are you to see this kid? I know every level of the minor leagues, this kid's been great.
he was awesome last year in the ECHL, and and then in his time very briefly in the American Hockey League, and he's what, goaltender of the, just announced today, I believe.
Yep, goaltender of the month in October.
Yeah. So, here's a kid who's, they gave him the number one job in the AHL, and his save percentage is .935. he's killing it down there. So I'm very anxious to see what he can do at the NHL level. But look, I mean, Dubas is smart. He's smart enough to know that you got to be careful with these guys, because the AHL is the AHL, and you get up here, it could be different. And so I'm interested to see what Muse does, as far as, we know he's been in a rotation between Jari and Shelov's, and now with Jari hurt, where's it going to go from here? I expect Shelov's to play, Thursday against Washington, and then, the Penguins are then facing 3 games in 4 days, where they're at Jersey on Saturday, then they're home to the Kings on Sunday. Muroshov's going to get one of those two starts. Do they want to start him at home against a team that's not as great offensively as the Kings? The Devils are a much more explosive team. Do you want to go on the road and play them there, or play them at home against the Kings? So it'll be interesting to see how he makes these calls. But I'm really anxious to see this kid play. And as long as the Penguins, they've got to be cognizant of, they don't have a choice right now because Jari's on IR, and we don't know what's wrong with him or how long he may be out, but it's not automatic that the kid's lighting up the AHL, so he comes up here and he just starts lighting up the NHL.
What would you do, Grover? I'd start him at home. I know there's a little bit more pressure there, but I don't care. I think it'd be a good thing. I also don't think he'd be affected by it. I mean, with little I know of him, he's very mature for his age.
Yeah, I mean, this kid, everybody says that about him. You just look at his, what he's done in his brief time as a number one goalie in the American Hockey League, and you can see that. I probably would play him at home also, but I think it's more about, I don't want to go into Jersey on a Saturday afternoon with the team with that speed that's going the way they're going. They're one of the top 10 scoring teams in the league, and they haven't lost at home yet this season, and put him in that situation. I'd rather play him against a decent Kings team, but at home, where you can get the matchups you want, and maybe a little bit more of a controllable game for you as far as how many chances you're giving up.
Fan Evening Show, chatting with Penguins historian Bob Grove. Follow Bob on Twitter or X at BobGrove91. Grover, I want to talk about Ben Kindle for a second. Just continually more and more impressed with this kid. I don't know how he's only 18. It's crazy. He has 2 goals last night, I think 5 on the year. Where are you at with him? Obviously, they made the right call. But I feel like if this continues, we're going to start talking about bigger and better things with him, best teenagers with the Penguins, or the Calder Trophy conversation. Like, where's the ceiling here?
Well, the ceiling is awfully high, judging by what we've seen from this kid, because he just continues to impress. I mean, it's not like he's had one or two good games, or, even when he doesn't show up on the score sheet in games, he's doing other things. Like, the thing I noticed about him in the preseason right away is this kid is a terrific passer. And so it's so ironic to me that he doesn't have an assist yet. He's got 5 goals, but this guy can really pass the puck. And I've seen it. He's made a lot of plays that haven't resulted in anything yet. He made an incredible play on the backhand to get a puck out of his own defensive zone last night. Threw it from sort of in his own left wing circle all the way up toward the blue line, because he looked around and saw he's got great vision, and we see his shot. I mean, look at his shot from last night. The kid knows how to put it in the net, and the other thing I like about him, Jason, he goes to the net. He's not afraid to go there. Look how he scored. He got credit for the first goal last night, right? So that's
a little Gensel to his game, Grover. Don't
right.
you think? You might have tweeted that.
No, that's absolutely true. And that's what I mean about him. So, and the other thing is, sometimes when you stop and think about it, so Raquel goes down, they put Kindle on the first unit. He's playing with them right now like he's been playing with them for a couple of years. Like, he's reading the play. He's understanding exactly how the power play is working. These are qualities that he's smart. I mean, these are qualities that he brings to the table that they'll go beyond the obvious. He can shoot it and he can pass it stuff.
Yeah, and very.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a very mature kid, like you're saying, sees the game in a way that most teenagers don't. I want to ask you about another one of those kids, Grover, and that's Harrison Brunick. I thought it was interesting announcing the roster moves. They could have said that he was, you know, sent back or made some sort of announcement. I'm not taking that as confirmation that he's staying with the team, but I'll ask it this way. Do you think there's a benefit to sending him to his junior team? I don't see it. If there is, like, what is it? Why would they make that move if they did?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. To send him back to Kamloops right now, he's obviously, is he going to learn anything more? No, I mean, this is the perfect, it's too bad that this wasn't a year later for the Penguins standpoint, because next year the rule changes. Next year the rule changes, you can pick one 19-year-old who can play in the American Hockey League. You don't have to send him back to junior. And that's what might be the perfect solution if this was a year later for Harrison Brunick. But, you know, they still have options. Like, they're obviously not in a rush. He struggled the last few games, not so much with the puck, but in his own zone and without the puck. And this is to be expected. So, you know, remember, if they scratch him for 5 games in a row, so he's played the 9, so his entry level doesn't kick in until he plays another game. And by the way, teams aren't worried that much worried about that anymore, like they used to be in a flat cap world. They're not. But if they can scratch him for 5 games in a row and then send him on a conditioning stint for 2 weeks in the American League, they can only do that once with a player his age. But that's an option for them. And to send him down or let him get his, you know, get some experience at that level.
Interesting. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, so maybe that's something they're going to do. They're not going to send him back, scratch him 5 in a row, send him down to the baby pens for 2 weeks, and then bring him back up, and you have to make a decision. And see, and put him, you know, maybe you put, like I said, I don't think they're worried about burning the year so much as the 40-game, you know, limit for you burn a year of toward unrestricted free agency if you're on the roster for 40 games. It's probably a bigger deal than the 10-game thing. But it's an interesting call for the Penguins, and they've got to get it right. The only benefit for him going back is to play in the World Junior Championships. But, that's a 2-week tournament, and the rest of the year, you and I are thinking the same. It's like, I don't know if he's going to learn that much more playing back in junior.
Yeah, like I think he's had a rough start to the season and has some things he needs to work on, certainly. I just don't see him being able to work on those playing against 16 or 17-year-olds. Like, you know, you're not going to do much dunking on little kids, man. Like, play an actual defense.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, the Penguins have to look at everything when they make a call like this. And that's, how is he practicing? Like, he knows he hasn't played that great in the last few games. So how is that affecting him on a day-to-day basis? Like, you know, as a pro, you got to tune that stuff out. You know, like, yesterday's behind me. I got to think positive, and I got to get back in it and get back to my game now. And you can't worry about what's behind you. And I don't know, you know, how he's looking in practice. So these are all things they've got away.
Last question, Grover. I wanted to ask you about Erik Karlsson. This keeps growing and growing, and it looks pretty good. I know it's not perfect, but this is a much better version of Erik Karlsson than I think we've ever seen in Pittsburgh. Are you starting to buy stock that this is just kind of what he is this season, or are you still half expecting it to revert back to what it was?
No, I'm not expecting a three var, and he has been there's been a lot of phases of his game over the previous two seasons that have been very disappointing. But he looks so much more focused, and he looks like he has finally has what they call, what Sullivan used to call all the time, but I agree with this terminology, simplifying the game. Mm-hmm. He's not looking to make a home run pass every time he's got the puck deep in his own zone. He's still looking around, of course, and he's still skating with it, but the kinds of plays he's making with the puck are completely different for me. And he's not being as risky with it in the offensive zone. He just looks like a completely different player. And it's absolutely amazing to watch it happen this way. But after 14 games of this, I'm kind of thinking that he likes playing the way the Penguins play, because under Muse, they're not playing the way they played under Sullivan. And it just fits him better, and he feels good about it.
Bob Grove, Penguins historian. Thanks so much, Grover. Pleasure as always, my man.
All right, man.
All right, take care. Read Bob's stuff. It's all over Twitter. Does just a fantastic job. I've talked about this before, but in-game stuff, post-game, pre-game, at Bob Grove 91. Ton of content, nuggets, all that stuff coming out, and I have no idea how Grover does what he does. None of us who are around the hockey team does. But to build on a few of the things that Grover said, and I'm going to start at the end with Erik Karlsson. And number one, Karlsson's been really good, and I'm in the same camp as Grover where I'm starting to believe this, and I think that this guy is actually going to figure it out and be okay here, and it actually makes sense for the Penguins to continue to employ him and play him in a prominent role, at least for now. But a lot of this is Dan Muse. It's how he's being used. It's belief in the system. I think this is some additional context here. Erik Karlsson probably didn't love playing for Mike Sullivan. Getting a completely different player. Now, I also think there's some motivation playing for Team Sweden, trying to audition for that. But this version of Erik Karlsson should get on that team. This version of Erik Karlsson also changes the calculus a little bit, I would think, with the deadline. And we're way out over our skis right now, admittedly. It's November 4th, and we're going to start talking about the NHL trade deadline. I don't think so. But if the Penguins are halfway decent, this is going to force some decisions or non-decisions for Kyle Dubas. Do you respect it? Do you keep a guy like Erik Karlsson? What do you do with, Brian Rust, Rickard Rakell? Jari, up until last night, would be a consideration. Do you keep this group together, or do you disband them? I don't know. I know this, though, at least as far as the young guys, I'm keeping Harrison Brunick up here 100 times out of 100. There's nothing that kid can do at Kamloops and Junior that's going to benefit him. Yeah, the World Juniors, that's it. I want him up here, and I want him challenged. If you go that development route that Grover outlined, scratch him for 5 games, conditioning stint, whatever. At this point, I'm just in the camp of not overthinking it. I mean, this is a classic case. We've wanted our teams to do this for years, that if you're going to go down, if you're going to lose, at least do it in a meaningful way. Play guys who are going to benefit from that experience. We've seen enough out of Harrison Brunick that we know there's something there. So play him. Live with the warts. So what? I don't want his confidence getting shot. Like, I want you, if the best thing you need to do or whatever, pull him out, work with him, coach him up, that's great. Long term should trump everything else. But I'm not sending him back to Junior. Give me a break. That's a scared tactic. That's letting fear make the decision. I don't like that. Keep him on the team. Do the best you can. And develop him. And let's see what this player development staff, the Penguins have talked a lot, just as much as the Pirates, about needing to develop players and being really good in that space. This is a perfect opportunity for that. They identified a really good player in Ben Kindle, brought him up, got him ready quickly. Let's see something similar with Harrison Brunick. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, time to transition over to some of my favorite stuff to talk about. baseball. Derek Shelton held his introductory press conference today in Minnesota. I went through the audio, transcribed some stuff, wrote a story. The Pirates made some news. They have three guys on waivers. If you have not seen that, Leover Peguero, Jack Little, and G1 Bay. Took me a second. Colin Beasley from the Post-Gazette has a story on that, post-gazette.com. And I also want to talk a little bit about the World Series aftermath. Could the World Series and some of the attention surrounding it have an impact on the next collective bargaining agreement? Sounds weird to mesh those two, but there's a link there. I'll tell you about it when we come back. It's Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.